Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sands that make up his brain, here's Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. We'd love to hear from you. And if you would love to hear from us, it's 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. If you've got the love, we've got the time. 888-723-4630, including that number.
See, now a song that would really turn me on would be, if you got the money, honey, I got the time. See, I like country music. And I think when you were telling me how you felt about Penny Lane, I was trying to think of what song would be equal to that.
And what would be?
I guess it would be, with someone like you, a pal good and true. What is the name of that song? I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the song.
Sorry.
It's such a beautiful song.
I'm so sorry. I don't know.
What's the name of the song, John? You know the name. You do that song with your guitar. We'll find a... It's called Let the Rest of the World Go By.
Let the Rest of the World Go By.
Yeah. We'll build a sweet little nest somewhere out west and let the rest of the world go by.
Make the world go away.
That was okay.
Yeah. I like that era.
Yeah, it was a good
I always call those the RCA Studio B.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Days. You know, most of those country western songs that have those incredibly great string arrangements.
Yeah, but those were to me pop music.
Yeah, they were pop.
You know, and every now and then country does that to us. They'll go on this tear for a couple of years where it's mostly country pop instead of country. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like the real deal. Well, guess what?
What?
Now we take you to Dallas, Texas for E. Betsy's latest brief. What do you have for us today, Betsy?
Today's lovable tip addresses listing glitches caused by the underlying HTML code. Oh. Do yourself a favor and learn some basic HTML. HTML means hypertext markup language. It's what makes websites and web pages, and it consists of paired tags. The bits of text inside the pointy brackets when you view your listing in HTML mode. Revising your listing via the rich text editor frequently results in leftover bits of code that may end up causing issues. Revisions may also cause redundant tags to accumulate at the beginning of your listing. So learn to recognize a font tag, which determines typeface, an image source tag, which pulls in a graphic or photo, and an ahref tag, which creates a link. Google yourself a basic HTML glossary. You don't even have to memorize it. Just print it out for easy reference. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
It's easier than you think to learn a little bit of HTML.
So, you know, in the very early days of eBay University, we used to spend 30 minutes discussing this. And when people saw how it works, how simple it was so much fun watching their faces light up.
I know what you mean, because once you learn even a few little things,
you
realize what it's all about and what you can do.
Well, suddenly a lot of things make sense, and it's a great starting point for people who then go on and discover, you know, some of the more advanced formatting options. And, you know, it's much more complex than it was back 20 years ago when we first started doing this. But yeah, I love watching people's faces light up.
Yeah, because if you learn just a little,
you learn a lot.
Your eyes get big.
And you know, I still contend there's nothing quite as exciting as learning something new in a way that a little light bulb goes off in your head and you go, oh, aha, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I see this a lot when
That's
we're talking about eBay.
That's what keeps teachers teaching, you know.
It's that reward that
you get when you teach somebody something. And a man who's given us many rewards in the past year, Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, what's your question or comment today?
Hello, Lee and Griff.
Hello, Ron.
Let me pass a lot of love to you guys.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
For us. And I've got a question about best offer, but I want to make a quick comment on your first caller. You do have to love what you do on eBay. I mean, that's worth the effort, the work, the sweat, and the tears.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Of doing something that helps you and helps other people. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it really does make a big difference. I agree. Well, you know, it helps to love whatever it is you you like. And there's a old saying that I love. It's not so much do what you like it, that it is that you like what you do. And yeah, it's really important.
I've been so lucky in my life to have a career that excited me. And being an entrepreneur excites me as well. Cause that's kind of my side thing, you know. And I know how you feel, Ron. It's a great feeling. So what can we do for you today?
Yeah, you have a question about best offer.
Yeah, you've got a listing, say for a buy it now price of $50. Your selling options are best offer, free shipping, and it's on sale with a 20% off. Now, you get a best offer for $30 and you accept it. How does that the best offer affect the 20% off discount?
It doesn't.
Does that apply to the best offer or is it stamped?
No, we're assuming that the best offer is lower than the discounted price. Otherwise, that wouldn't make sense for them to do that. So, no, it doesn't impact the offer. The offer amount is the offer amount. So if somebody offers $30 and it's a $50 item that's currently in a markdown sale and has, you know, 20% off, which is $10, they're offering you $30. So that's what they're not going to end up paying $30 minus 20%. They're going to be paying you the price they're offering.
Okay, that clears it up for me. I was confused. I didn't know if the $30 would then have the 20% applied to it.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't.
Could there be another $6 taken off the 30?
No, it's only for the price, the discounted price is only as marked and for that amount. It's not for any offers that come in. Offers are considered separate.
Terrific. That answers my question. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Oh,
well, thank you. And the same to you and Agnes.
And Agnes as well, Ron. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a little glass of champagne on us.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO 30, 888-723-4630. And now we're going to go to Tracy in Boynton Beach, Florida, known on eBay as TJBus561. Hey, Tracy. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee and Griff. First, I want to thank you for your show. I discovered you a few weeks ago. And I take something away from, you know, every time I listen. So I do appreciate it. I'm a new seller. So I'm kind of figuring out things as I go. And my question is about managing listings. So there's a couple of different tabs that you can go to where you've got your ended and your unsold. And I'm seeing the unsold is your buy it now, is your ended kind of includes both of them. And then there's another place to go where it's your manage ended listings where it has both of them. And what my question is about when things are duplicated or even triplicated at sometimes. So if I relist something and something doesn't sell, I relist it and then it doesn't sell a second time. So it ends up in that list multiple times.
Right.
And I'm wondering why that. So you just have to go in and I'm finding even things that have sold, they'll remain in there and it gets a little confusing, especially like certain men's shirts that I have that kind of are similar. So it's just kind of tedious going back and forth saying, okay, did this one sell? Can I move it out of this list yet? Just because for me, it's like kind of messy having all these things in here. I'm not sure if they've sold or not sold or, you know what I mean? So is that just the way it is or is there a better way to do it?
So I'm not sure I understand. You're saying when an item doesn't sell, it's in your unsold listings, right? So it's, you had it up for a certain amount of time. It didn't sell. The item ends, it'll be in your unsold listing, I believe, for 90 days. I could be wrong. It could be less than that, but I think it's 90. And so I'm not quite understanding. You use this list for some purpose, this unsold list?
So whether it's the unsold or the ended, you know, if it's an auction, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, because it goes in and it gives you the option to relist it.
Yes.
So then when you relist it, so for instance, I have a L.L. Bean jacket here.
Right.
I'm looking at it twice in my list. So I had listed it. It didn't sell. I relisted it. So now I see it in the list as it was relisted on January 25th. And
right.
Now I'm showing it, you know, for the second time, the exact same listing, not relisted.
Right. And were these auctions or fixed price?
These were fixed price.
Why are you listing these for short durations, be my question. Why aren't you using good until canceled?
Oh, they are auctions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking at buy it now. They are. Yeah, I see the little hammer thing. Yeah, they are auctions.
All right. So what's important here then is to ignore that column. I wouldn't get confused by that column. I would pay attention to your active listings. How many active listings do you have in any given time, roughly?
Well, my goal is to get up to...
No, how many do you have now? Not your goal.
Right. Okay, right now, I think it's... I only have 12.
All right. So if you're just paying attention to your active listings, you can tell which ones are duplicate. It's really easy. Even if your goal is more... Every time a listing ends and you relist it, it creates a new item number. So I would focus on the item number aspect of it and not the titles. But, I would just ignore that column. I wouldn't spend too much time.
And I have one other thing to say to her when we come back. So stay on with us, Tracy. Then we're going to Alfredo.
888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 438.
So you've taken eye-catching photos and crafted a key-rich title. That's a good start. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She says tell a story about the photo, but seal the deal.
You've got to tell the story. You've got to ask for the sale. You know, when you go buy a car, the guy is always closing, especially if you're selling something that's a collectible or a unique item. Tell them, I'm shipping with tracking. You need to ship with tracking and get the item out within 24 hours. Tell the people that in your listing. Ask for the sale.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
I beg your pardon. I'm the perfect pineapple of politeness and polity. This open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software. And if you get that reference, that's really an obscure one, by the way. You're all in one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
We were speaking with Tracy in Boynton Beach, Florida, and I had one thing to add. Tracy,
please.
Are you still with us?
Yes, I am, and I had a couple other questions if I could.
Okay.
Well, of course.
Go ahead, though.
Tracy, first of all, you've only been listening a few weeks to us, so you probably never heard us do a real listing dish.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I like critiquing a listing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think I've heard you do that.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. Not today, but if you could call us back maybe Thursday and allow us the privilege of dishing your listing, and I'll tell you why. I am very impressed with you. You've just started. You've got 12 things up there, and I'm impressed with what you've done so far. And I can tell you've been listening to the show because I just looked at your description.
Okay.
And it's great. But I do have some comments, and I'm sure Griff does too, that can help you become a better seller, and we'd love for you to call us on Thursday. Would you do that?
And I would, and what's holding me back from putting up more listings is I have a couple things I'm a little confused about. So for auction, I hear people talking about putting a reserve on, which I don't have a store. Can you only do that if you have a store?
Why would you want to put a reserve? We hate them.
I don't know. I don't know if this is correct or not. I've been starting my auctions at, okay, thinking if I get zero bids, this is the least amount that I'm willing to accept for this item. So that's kind of what I've been going with. And
if you get zero bids, you don't have to sell it.
I mean, like if somebody purchases it.
One bid,
like
right.
At the last minute. Yeah.
What are you selling, by the way?
Why don't you do a buy it now?
Well, that's what I was going to ask is what are you selling?
Well, I am. And like I got some stuff from my husband's grandmother. She had all this Gucci stuff. And this was I was all excited. Like I was like had this whole collection and I got two things up there. And then it like, okay, that's your limit. You can't do anymore. And
well,
I have
you're new.
Whole series of Seinfeld. Yeah. Tapes, and I don't know, can I list all 9 seasons at once, or am I going to be stopped? You know what I mean? Just stuff like that.
So there's two things that you're facing as a new seller. New sellers are guardrailed, is the term that we use, which is you can only list a certain number of items per month until you have a track record that shows that you're okay. And you can only list a certain number as a separate guardrail. You can only list a certain number of certain luxury brand name items to make sure you're not selling counterfeits.
Okay. So only for luxury stuff. So my Seinfeld tape should be okay.
Your Seinfeld tape should be fine. But what concerns me are people, especially new sellers, who use the auction format when it's not appropriate. And I know that we in the past, and I think we still do this, we offer like free auction listings to new sellers as an enticement. I've always had an issue with this. And, you know, it's a polite issue with my colleagues because that's not the right guidance. The right guidance is if you're listing something to sell on eBay for maximum value, there's a risk with the auction format that you're going to end up selling it for a lot less than you wanted to get for it, or you start it with a high enough bid and no one bids on it, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. So understanding value, and that is important, like, oh, this item is worth X, apparently, but understanding supply and demand will help you better determine the format. And if an item isn't rare and it's not highly sought after, so the supply is enough to meet the existing demand, putting it in an auction format is a sure way of getting the lowest possible price for it.
Mm-hmm. And so, I've realized that just in the short time of like seeing that, okay, there's no sense in putting something for auction. So now I'm thinking, I have a lot of things I have no idea what they're worth that came from grandma. So I'll probably more than likely put at auction because I don't know the value. She was 105, so I have stuff from, you know, a century ago, nearly. But at any rate, okay, so let me ask my other question. So running promotions, is that only when you have a store?
Well, yeah, you have to have a an eBay store in order to have access to the Promotions Manager feature.
Okay, and then my last question is about there's a new promotion that you get 50% off of the selling fees for up to 5 items that you list between now and February 16th. And I didn't know that sell, I don't know if they have to sell for more than 50 or list for more than 50. So my question is that, and do they have to sell before the 16th?
Well, I don't know the promotion. So not every promotion crosses my desk because they only go to a select group. You know, there's a targeted group of sellers that these are targeted promotions. So without seeing the promotion itself, I really don't know. I can't really respond.
Okay.
But I would recommend, usually every promotion has read the fine print. It has read more details here. And those details, that fine print, quote unquote, should have the answers that you're looking for. Because they're usually pretty descriptive.
Okay. Yeah, I try to activate, you know, the offers that come by, and I'm, like I said, my goal is if I can get up to listing 50 per month, then I'm ready for a store. Right now, the fees don't seem to make sense for me to have a store if I'm not at least listing 50 items.
Yeah, that's usually true. Yeah, you usually want to have at least 50 items.
Unless some people like it just for marketing purposes.
Well, and if their margins are big enough, they'll do it for that reason as well.
Right. Yeah. Call us back on Thursday, Tracy. This is important. We can really help you.
Okay, then.
And I couldn't get to Alfredo.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Coming up, 5 reasons to love eBay right here on eBay Radio. We'll see you in our second hour.
When it comes to moving inventory, you know that velocity is key. Bulk gets it. That's why they upload new inventory 3 times a day. Bulk offers liquidation goods by the pallet or case, containing overstock, shelf pulls, and returns across dozens of categories, all from major retailers, including Target. They update their selection daily at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. Bulk even alerts you when new merchandise arrives in your preferred categories, conditions, and lot sizes. Bulk ships promptly right to your doorstep for a low flat rate. And you can purchase via PayPal or credit card from your computer or smartphone with just one click. So when you feel the need for speed, Bulk's right there with product alerts, fast shipping, and new lots 3 times a day. Browse for free at Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.